for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Defense witnesses say that the man accused of murder after the violent August 2017 rally in Charlottesville was calm before he drove a car into counter-protesters. A new poll finds that Virginians approve of sports betting, ERA ratification, and an independent commission for redistricting, and the governor, too. We also have an update on the mental health task force spearheaded by State Senator Cree Deeds, still working 5 years after his son's suicide. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 6th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Two people who were with James Alex Fields Jr. during last year's white supremacist rally have testified that he appeared calm less than 30 minutes before he drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that one of the witnesses for the defense testified Wednesday that counter-protesters yelled at them as they were walking. She said one man in their group yelled back, but Fields did not. Prosecutors say Fields was there to support white supremacists and was angry when he intentionally struck the crowd of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer and seriously injuring dozens of others. Fields' lawyers say he believed he was acting in self-defense when he drove into the crowd. Also, in Wednesday's testimony, a Virginia State trooper and crash expert said that Fields' car was traveling at 28 miles per hour when it hit the crowd. A Wasson poll released on Wednesday finds that Virginians approve of sports betting, ERA ratification, and an independent commission for redistricting. They also approve of Governor Northam, and they project an optimistic view of Virginia's future, from partner station WCVE Charles Fishburne reports.
Virginians are optimistic. 64% of voters polled approve the direction of the state is taking, highest numbers since the poll began in 2007. And they approve of Governor Northam.
Northam is actually at 59% favorability.
The center's Rachel Bitterkofer.
And that's very notable because it means he's pulling over some Republicans.
About 30%, in fact. On issues facing the General Assembly, 58% want an independent commission to decide redistricting, 75% say they favor a tax cut, dealing with a $600 million tax revenue windfall, 63% favor sports betting and casinos, and 81% want to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Child abuse investigations are at the center of one bill that will be considered next month in Richmond. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The tragic story of a Norfolk child who died after horrendous child abuse may be on the verge of changing how child abuse investigations are conducted in Virginia. Delegate Mike Mullen of Newport News says if Virginia has a pending child abuse investigation, social service investigators need to contact any other state where the family lived in the last 5 years.
I think that it's common sense. If somebody has been jumping from one place to another, they shouldn't be able to escape a child abuse allegation just because they moved to another state.
Legal expert Rich Kelsey says he was surprised to learn this wasn't already the case.
The downside is that it may make it harder to find qualified people. It may make longer lines to get people properly placed. But at the end of the day, placement should be with people we can reasonably trust.
Mullen is calling the bill Heaven's Law in honor of the girl who prompted the legislation, Heaven Watkins. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia Democratic Senator Cree Deeds lost his son to suicide 5 years ago. The legislative task force he convened to transform the state's mental health system is seeking to extend the deadline for their work. Megan Pauley from partner station WCVE reports.
The list of topics the group hopes to tackle during the next General Assembly session is long, running the gamut from workforce shortage issues to hospital overcrowding to outdated facilities. That reality set in for Senator Cree Deeds following hours of discussion yesterday.
I'm proud of the work we've done, but we've got a heck of a lot still to do.
He asked his colleagues for input about how best to continue their work and raised the possibility of a permanent commission. Here's Republican Senator Emmett Hanger.
I think we're acting with a sense of urgency right now. I know in this morning's meeting, Senator Deeds, you were kind of pushing, going, you know, we want to get some stuff done. Sometimes commissions that just hang around forever don't have that sense of urgency.
Hanger proposed introducing legislation in January to extend the group's current work for at least another 2 years. That measure passed unanimously. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Finally today, a man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for his part in the gang-related slaying of another man whose body was found in Scottsville. The Daily Progress reports that 21-year-old Walter Antonio Argueta Amaya of El Salvador was sentenced Wednesday to 15 years for first-degree murder and 15 years for murder by lynching. Amaya is one of four MS-13 gang members who pleaded guilty to killing 24-year-old Marvin Joel Rivera Guevara. Guevara's mutilated body was found in Scottsville in July 2017. Court records say that Guevara was targeted by the gang because he made a comment to a co-worker that the gang did not make the rules in the U.S. Guevara was in the country without proper documentation, and Amaya may be deported upon his release from prison. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this Thursday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.